Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Morris Broderson, the painter, on March 11, 1998. How's that? I just lost 11 years. March 11, 1998, at the artist's studio in the Hollywood district of Los Angeles. This is a first session, tape one. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. And a special note on this interview, Morris Broderson has been deaf, I believe, from birth. So it's congenital deafness, and is almost completely hearing impaired. And so this is an experiment to do this kind of oral history. To facilitate this process, Morris's dear longtime friend, and for a long time also art dealer representative, Joan Ankrum, is sitting with us, and we will have a three-way conversation. This interview with Morris is following up on, I think, three sessions that of interview that I did with Joan. So this tells us who's here, and I would like to start in what I think will be the best possible way, since we've been talking with you, Joan. Mm-hmm. We have your recollections of, well, among other things, your connection with Morris. And what I would like to do is pick up there, and perhaps you can start it by just very briefly recapping how you met, how you two met, and then very quickly I would like us to then ask Morris questions about the meeting of you two and those early days, to how he remembers that. So bear with us, transcriber and listener, but we will see this through. So Joan, why don't you just again revisit the circumstances of you two meeting? Pardon?
Tell me when to start.
Now.
No.
Yeah, just respond to me. Yeah.
Morris came into my life very early in his life, and comparatively early in mine. Morris was only 14 years old when I first met him. The occasion that brought this about was when I was introduced to him by my then husband, whose name was Morris Ankrum. And Morris Broderson was his sister's child. And so my husband introduced me to him, and I was very moved by the fact that he was completely deaf, but he had, his personality was such that I was very much charmed with him. But then what transpired was that he had no place to live at that time, and he came to live with us in our home in Altadena, near Pasadena. And it was there that I discovered his talent, when he did a little pencil drawing of me, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this beautifully executed pencil drawing. And I was so taken with this drawing that I thought, well, something has to be done. I have to find some help for him because of his deafness. So I sought a teacher for him, and was not able to find anybody that was willing to take on the instruction of somebody who was born deaf. He was born with